אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. There have been 354 deaths from the COVID-19 virus in Israel, and the number of new infections has been rising by hundreds each day. The government passed a raft of restrictions on Monday to contain the renewed outbreak, including limiting restaurants and synagogues, reducing the numbers of passengers on public transportation, increasing fines for not wearing face masks, and shutting down event halls, cultural venues, swimming pools, gyms, bars, and nightclubs. Health Minister Yuri Edelstein has warned that the government could reimpose a full nationwide lockdown if the numbers of daily virus infections climbs to 2,000. The Health Ministry on Friday reported 1,504 new cases over the past 24 hours. There are currently 130 patients in serious condition, including 42 on ventilators. The total number of active infections is nearly 17,000, of over 36,000 total cases. Lockdowns came into effect in parts of Jerusalem, Bet Shemesh, Lod, Ramla and Kiryat Malachi for 7 days on Friday. Entries and exits of the restricted areas are limited, as well as traffic and business activity inside the areas. In Jerusalem, the neighborhoods are all majority ultra-Orthodox areas. Mayor Moshe Leon criticized the lockdown order, claiming it would cause massive infections. He said the solution for the coronavirus is to isolate the carriers. I have asked to be handed the authority to evacuate the carriers to quarantine hotels until they recover. In Bet Shemesh, dozens of children gathered at a roadblock set up to enforce the closure, calling police Nazis, even as officers handed out ice creams to the children. The Kiryat Malachi municipality on Friday decided to suspend all schools and kindergartens in the city due to the rise in infections there. The health ministry has imposed restrictions on educational activities for children aged 10 and up in Modi'in Elit, Bet Shemesh and parts of Ashdod. On Tuesday, Betar Elit, another ultra-Orthodox city, was declared a restricted zone for 7 days as coronavirus has spiked there. MK Yisrael Eichler from the United Torah Judaism Party on Friday called on the two Haredi parties to temporarily step down from the government to protest selective targeting of religious neighborhoods for coronavirus lockdowns. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday evening unveiled a new financial aid package for businesses and workers who lost their livelihood due to the coronavirus closures. Netanyahu said the reopening of much of the economy had in retrospect been instituted too early. He said, "I take responsibility for this step and I take responsibility for fixing it." Unemployment in Israel is around 21%, or 850,000 people, and is rising as restrictions imposed amid daily record coronavirus infections further batter the economy. Unemployment at the height of the pandemic reached over 25%. A survey published on Monday had just 46% of participants saying they were satisfied with how the Prime Minister is leading the country through the virus crisis, down from 74% in May. 49% said they're unhappy. Tens of thousands participated in a demonstration in Tel Aviv against the government's economic policies during the crisis last night. The protest organizers insisted that it was an apolitical event and prevented party politicians, including Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz, from addressing the crowd. A group of anti-Netanyahu demonstrators, some wearing shirts emblazoned with the words "Crime Minister," were asked to leave by the organizers. Over 160 demonstrations took place throughout the country yesterday during the day. The Black Flag protesters called on Netanyahu to resign due to his indictment on corruption charges. Finance Minister Yisrael Katz said the demonstrators at Rabin Square don't have a reason to protest. "We haven't lost control over what's happening in the economy." Katz said that aid money already promised will reach the bank on Tuesday and you'll see this in your account on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Professor Sigal Sadetsky, the voice of the health ministry since the epidemic began, announced her resignation and described a chaotic and ineffective approach to tackling the crisis as infection rates soared. Her criticism echoes that of former defence minister and now opposition MK Naftali Bennett. Two ministers have come under strong public criticism for their behaviour during the crisis. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein attended a birthday party for his wife just hours after he announced a raft of new restrictions in an effort to contain the second wave of the pandemic. The event at a private home technically did not break the rules, which capped public gatherings at 20, as the party was a few hours before they went into force. On Tuesday, while many Israelis were closing down their businesses to comply with new orders, Transportation Minister Miri Regev made a speech at a ceremony inaugurating a new interchange near Ashkelon. Although she asked the excess guests to leave the tent to comply with the regulations, like Edelstein, she was accused of setting a poor example by attending such an event. Massive social gatherings have been blamed for the rapid spread of the virus in Hebron, which has 82% of the West Bank's confirmed active coronavirus cases, as many cases as Jerusalem, Tel Aviv and B'nai Barak combined. A proposal to establish a parliamentary committee to investigate Supreme Court judges' alleged conflicts of interest was defeated in the Knesset on Wednesday, with 43 votes to 54 against. Passage of the proposal would have led to the collapse of the National Unity Government. Interior Minister Aryeh Deri and United Torah Judaism MK Moshe Gafni, long-time political allies of the Prime Minister, were angry that Netanyahu considered supporting the bill. Deri is reported to have said that there are a million unemployed people and you're leading us to elections. The bill failed after Netanyahu, various Likud lawmakers and Shas members skipped the vote. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit informed Prime Minister Netanyahu on Thursday that he must not be involved in the nomination of judges or the police commissioner, as well as any other appointments that would affect the work of the state prosecution, the Attorney General's office, or police investigations, as it presents a conflict of interest during legal proceedings against him. The legal opinion also said Netanyahu must not advance legislation that relates to the justice system or makes decisions on Israel's communications industry that are related to law enforcement. Police detained 16 demonstrators for disturbing public order after they broke into a television studio during a protest against Finance Minister Israel Katz. The demonstration was by social workers who earlier in the week announced a general strike after talks with the government failed to produce a change in their working conditions. Jerusalem's residents made dozens of reports of gunfire disturbing the Shabbat yesterday, but it was the sound of fireworks being set off to celebrate the end of matriculation exams. Police said they detained 38 residents of East Jerusalem for possessing fireworks. A law criminalising prostitution went into effect on Friday. The new law punishes those seeking the service of a prostitute, as well as those apprehended in a location chiefly used for prostitution. The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a request to halt proceedings against Malka Leifer, a request filed by the alleged serial paedophile's attorneys in tandem with an appeal against a lower court ruling that found her mentally fit to face extradition to Australia, meaning the July 20th Jerusalem District Court extradition hearing will take place as planned and won't be postponed. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.